אנחנו רוצים לשמוע את קבוצת ניו יורק.
We want to hear the New York group, New York, please.
Can you hear us? Wave if you can hear us. Yeah?
We hear you.
Okay. Okay, excellent friends. We're so happy to be with you here, to welcome everyone to the North America Congress, which officially is starting now. Yeah, we can clap if you want. We've had an amazing trip in Mexico, but really the work is starting now. We really feel that it's now the time between the congresses, that it's time for us to really show that we understand what it means to work above what we feel, above the ups, the downs, hold all the friends, continue to weave this blanket of love, and continue this lesson. We really want to inspire everyone and really work with the material so we can awaken all the tents around the world, as Rav had asked us to do. So without really any more introductions, we want to go into the very first question, and that is, we're right now halfway in this week of congresses, South America, North America, and we want to talk in the tens about what it is that we've reached so far that is filling us with joy. What did we reach so far that is filling us with joy? We want to talk about, and if it's possible after, we want to do a short, we want to hear a few tens that are on fire in the assembly. We want to share with us what is filling us with joy after already half of this crazy Congress week.
So, Oded, repeat the question, please.
We're halfway through the South America, North America Congress week. Let's talk in the tens about what we reached so far that is filling us with joy. What did we reach so far that is filling us with joy?
Our brothers that on our spiritual path.
Our brothers on the spiritual path. And it's what the convention in South America gave us, this excitement from the connection between us, within which only the upper light can be revealed.
I think that I feel that we attained itkalilut, integration. I saw it, I tried to imagine that huge map and the gaps, the distances from between all those countries in Latin America. It's like half the world. And they're all speaking Spanish and Portuguese. That's what's uniting them, but it's much more. I think the integration of the world, clear the concentration of one point, one time, that's also something we attained.
Also, this whole convention was in a certain different direction. Rav talked different. He felt them differently, probably, the audience and the friends. And he really gave everything that we learned and everything we talk about in a different angle, much more emotional, much more in the connection between us. And it gave me a huge impression to feel the 10 connected upon all the weird hours that we were. We attained a lot of connection between us, I think, and that's the most important.
Yeah, it's hard to point at a result here. This is what we attained, but I feel that we attained another extent of connection between us, great inspiration from our friends from Mexico, this warmth that wrapped us, and it feels like a foundation for something, the next thing, the New York Congress.
You can feel that we're building a group in the convention. This is a jumping board for us in the degree of connection, and through this feeling of connection we can connect more this reality to there's no else besides him.
Also, don't know also to say what exactly we attained, but I feel the world Kli is built and strengthened itself, and something global and broad and special happened.
We attained envy in the friends, their greatness, more of a scrutiny and necessity in our connection with between us and with the Creator. We attained an opportunity to implement.
We heard in the Congress that the Creator is love, and we need to make room for Him in our heart. And today, we heard that if there's a bad feeling or despair, it's because the Creator on purpose sends it to us so we can strengthen each other on the path and advance higher.
And that there's a special force in the conventions, and a convention in Mexico is something that just once a year such a thing can happen, and it's truly, it gave a lot of joy and strength and forces.
I think we can also point to a little goal that we put for us to go into the Congress as a 10, and I think it was great the way we were happy and participated. I think it's a great achievement. And clear.
Another amazing thing that happened during this convention, it's truly on my level.
We want to say that we know there's some problems in broadcast, so they can only show Petah Tikva and New York. So if groups want to write in the questions chat, that would be great. Otherwise, if there are any tens in Petah Tikva that want to share, a couple of tens that are really burning and they want to share this sources of joy from what we have so far.
Okay, friends, I think that the best place that we discovered in this convention is the Latin Kli. I don't know, it simply was amazing. The whole atmosphere, all the questions. We sat here, and really, in our 10, we were simply impressed, lesson after lesson, of how this Kli is simply moving this whole system, how Rav truly enters with his heart into this, these friends. That's the feeling. And it gave me and this 10 a huge impression. L'chaim to the Latin Kli. Thank you, friends.
We want to tell you, if you remember, we told you that Tel Aviv were going to gather for this Congress, so we wanted to tell you that we had such a powerful gathering. So many friends came thanks to this powerful Congress. Great happiness was revealed. We don't even know how to pass this on, this brotherhood that was a special thing that happened in Tel Aviv. Thank you for the support, and L'chaim to the next Congress.
Yes, New York, continue.
Yes, New York, continue.
לא שומעים אתכם.
We can hear you. Oded, we can hear you.
So let's switch gears and already start imagining the. I want to read a short quote from this lesson that we just had with Rav. Imagine the image of the ideal friend and try to be like it. Talk about it between you. Each one needs to evaluate himself relative to this image, towards this benchmark. This kind of work levels the lines in the group and gives everyone the ability to reach the correct average, an even keel. I recommend you do this. Again, imagine the image of the ideal friend and try to be like it. Talk about it between you. Each one needs to evaluate himself relative to this image, toward this benchmark. This kind of work levels the lines in the group and gives everyone the ability to reach the correct average and even keel. I recommend you do this. So let's try to do this now. In the 10, we imagine the ideal friend and we trying to become it. Let's try to imagine this ideal friend and talk about trying to become it. This him, yes.
Just have to look at the friends in the 10, the friends in the world kli. This is the example we get, and to try and be like them, to see the qualities in the friends as the qualities of the Creator that are trying to go inside me, and I have to open my heart to them.
An ideal friend is when inside it's desert and on the outside Rio de Janeiro, the carnival. It's a person that operates on two levels all the time, is not impressed by the states of the mood or the state of the light on the will to receive, but rather he operates from that point that the Creator gives him, called the greatness of the goal, which is but forces to carry out, according to Rabash, things that need to be carried out with a very clear, sharp intention, which means that he's trying to run away, but he helped, with the help of the friends, he returns there. And he does that, and along the way, whether between what he feels and what he's trying to broadcast.
So what is the ideal friend? The ideal friend is when you look at him and you see that no matter what's going on, hold on to that board upon the storm that keeps coming in all kinds of ways. He knows that what's important is the goal, and he adheres to the friends, and he won't let all those complaints turn him around. He just knows the work. He gives an example to the friends in every moment.
In our 10, ideal 10 is one who has the most stars. We have, for every action that a friend does, he gets a star, a medal, an honor badge like in the last generation. And that's it. And Coleman built a program for us, and at the end of the month we know who our ideal friend is, the one who does all that needs to be done. That's it.
We also have external and internal actions. All of our external actions are in order to be directed correctly, and that they'll do the work they have to be. First of all, who are we doing this for? And a friend has to be one that knows what his final goal is, that he can awaken envy because he knows the final goal. The fact that he can do all kinds of actions towards the friends is from the intention that he can bestow to them, that they can be adhere to that point of none else besides them, and we can be happy upon all the states, take advantage of them, see the meaning of everything that's happening. That's what keeps you alert all the time. Where you are, what are you alive for, what are you doing, what your purpose in life is.
Okay, friends. Can you hear us? Let's take a couple of minutes. We also want to hear from some tens about these qualities of the ideal friends, the image of the ideal friends, so we can all be integrated in it, or maybe you found one of those ideal friends. We want to hear about it. So, yeah, send him to the Congress.
שוב, עודד, אתה יכול לחזור?
Yeah, we want to hear a little bit, take a couple of minutes to hear about this ideal friend, the image of the ideal friend. If you found something unique that we should all hear about, or if you found such an ideal friend in the 10, in the group. Yeah, impressions from 10s. We want to hear from a few 10s.
כן, בבקשה, עשיריות.
Yes, please, the tens.
כן, חברים, אנחנו...
Yes,
friends,
we
talked about an example, a friend who's giving example to the ten always, for adhesion with the Creator, who cares for the friends, concerned for dissemination. That's what we want and need to be always like that. Thank you, friends.
So we have a friend, Chaim Ratz, that Ratz is running, and now he's Chaim Tas, he's Chaim flying. So he's with the whole delegation on the way to you, and he writes, I don't have a friend next to me, but I have the ideal friend. He's a friend, like Rav said, always shows happy, whether it's true or not, always shows greatness of the goal, greatness of the friends, greatness of the ten. He has a role that a duty, he always comes on time, and he shows everybody that nothing in life is important to him like the path.
Do
we have other examples, friends?
New York,
maybe we'll hear from you.
A perfect friend is a friend that shows a perfect example, and everyone else envies him. It's a friend that is just there, and he doesn't have to say anything, but you understand that inside he is deeply devoted and connected with the Creator and the Ten.
Chaim. So, we have in this preparation for the Congress of examples of ideal friends. It's hard to even say because I think everybody understands the amount of pressure that's added to your life when there's a Congress to put together, in addition to just surviving in New York, for example, and being in the group. And doing everything as usual, but also the Congress on top. So, a lot of examples of ideal friends, and I want us to hear from one of the friends about just where we are with the Congress. Just a quick update about what we are, some of the obstacles, some of the things we need thoughts from everyone about, and also just where are you? What's expected.
Hi, friends. So we're really excited. We're going to start off our Congress week this Wednesday, your Thursday morning. Rob's going to come to the Brooklyn Center. He agreed to do that. So we're really excited. We'll have about 120 friends in our hall. It's the first time Rob has been here for, I think, 3 years. So super excited to start off the Congress like that. And everybody is definitely invited to our center here. And then we move to New Jersey, to the hotel in New Jersey. And we can have maybe some more updates about that.
Good morning, great, amazing friends.
you know, it feels that the Congress started such a long time ago, and we're like in the Congress nonstop, and there's so many amazing, strong teams and friends working nonstop to really make the Congress a place of connection, a place of unity. More than 600 friends are expected. More than 20% of those are going to be there for the very first time. And everything is really there to show them what the degree of unity can be achieved between us, to reveal the Creator between us. And, you know, after the lesson on Wednesday, we begin setting up the Congress Hall at 6 a.m. With the sound system, the internet, the broadcast equipment, and the setup is really going to go on for most of Thursday. I think we have close to 100 people who are are going to be participating in setting up the Congress, and then we just go right into the Congress, and then it's going to be a huge wave of love that will spread all across the world. There's nothing short of that. So we know you're all with us. We feel you like at no other time, and we thank you for thinking of us.
Hi. All right, we for the last question, we want to really take Rav's words to heart. He really talked about how to stay above the states, stay above the despair, the weakness, all of those things that are naturally coming on this path. So let's give each other suggestions on how to remain in joy above our feelings, good or bad, in the coming days until the Congress, specifically in those days in between where so much can happen, can bring us down. We want to keep pushing up. So let's give each other suggestions on how to remain in joy above our feelings, good or bad, in the coming days until the Congress, and let's be as practical as possible.
Yeah. Okay. How do we do it? To be happiness in all the states, it depends on the importance of the goal that man has. And I heard nicely in the lesson that despair is a result that you're dwelled in yourself instead of being dwelled in the world and the Creator. So you have an opportunity constantly to be dwelled in the friends, in dissemination, in the Creator. It's much more fun and better than being in myself.
We'll help one another to raise our vision from what we're receiving to what we feel to the one who's giving it to us. That's the upper light that's before us and is arranging for us all the states of our life in order to bring it us closer to qualities like his of bestowal and love, and the fact that he chose from us, from all of his creatures, to care for them in such a personal way. That should cause us great gratitude. It used to be that only the great special ones, and here, even today, we are invited to it, even us.
Yeah, if to be in contact with the friends, we'll find happiness along with the Creator. The Creator's in the friends. That's how we have to search for it.
I'm amazed how simple the advice is and how it's not simple sometimes. It's what Ray said, and it's also what I heard. This whole bad feeling is because you're engaged in yourself, my pride, with my thoughts of what I am and what will be. We have everything ready. We have the friends, the ten. If something's missing, then you have the whole world. You can engage in it. Invest in it. Think about it. And that's it. And that's enough.
There are tons of happiness in the connection between us in this mutual work, what we're trying to do here in the lesson throughout the day, in the connection between the friends. I'm also looking ahead at the days that are coming. We have Lag BaOmer. We even forgot about that. We have a Congress this weekend. Really, there's so many opportunities to connect, and it just brings so much joy that we're going to be in so many hours with the friends towards the same goal. What else do we need? It's implementing the meaning of our life. L'chaim, friends.
Rav repeated many times in lesson this matter of despair and this obscurity and this states of grayness that you enter. It's probably how he feels the Kli, probably, but the solution I heard, and I feel it on my flesh that it works, is investment in the 10, investment in dissemination. The more we invest in this, there's no time to be in sadness.
We together are taking advantage of this special time to build the group, because only through it we can justify the Creator and feel His presence here. And we're concerned that no friend will be in despair, that no friend will remain a beast, that we'll all be here together and we'll be able, the whole world will be able to feel this.
And specifically that point where you feel all the burdening and the difficulties, and you think, upon that I need to think about the others and the group, that's specifically the point where it seems like it sums up all our work, where this is what we call, where people want to go above reason and to get, take the Creator, and we have to go above reason.
Yeah, and to just get used to not being busy with yourself. It's the most difficult thing there is, but there's no choice. We have to take more commitments.
Okay. You hear us, friends? Yeah.
Shomim, shomim.
Yes.
Nice, nice. Okay. We hope that we gave each other some really practical advices, and we want to hear from the friends. Not now, because we're out of time. We actually just had one friend arrive. Chris, you can say hi. They drove like 40 hours to get here. Friends are starting. This is unbelievable. with everyone. And we have a closing quote, and then we can all sing a song together and you know, continue to think about the Congress. So
the daily task, friends. Number one, we stay above our feelings using the advice of the friends. We stay above our feelings using the advice of the friends. And two, we compose together a prayer that will take us into the Congress. We're going to compose together a prayer that will take us into the Congress.
Chaim, this is from Maor Vashemesh Dvarim. The most important is the true connection among the friends. This causes all the salvations and the sweetening of the judgments. When you gather together in love, brotherhood, and friendship, by this, all the judgments are removed and sweetened with mercy. And through the connection, complete mercy and revealed kindness are revealed in the world.
תודה לצופים בטלוויזיה, יום טוב.
Thank you, all the TV viewers. Have a good day. Kabbalah Congress in North America. We're inviting all the friends to New Jersey, 23rd to 26th in May. For more details, go to kab.info/congress. Introductory course to the wisdom of Kabbalah. Kabbalah Campus is happy to invite you to introductory lesson toward the introductory course. The month of May, all over Israel, 30 shekel is admission. For more details, our website or our toll-free number. And we'll sing a song together.
Let's go.